Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, I'm coming back to continue the work and prioritizing your work. I'm going to let I find out the audio version of it, and I'm definitely going to attach it here. All I'm going to do right now is highlight the point of prioritizing your work. So there are a couple of topics that the author is going to talk about is brainstorm, determine time-sensitive project and task, determine which one is important, know the limits of what it is that you can accomplish and you cannot. Always set time limits for tasks, like I do for real. Like if I need to do something quickly, I put 3 hours in my phone and I get them done within that 3 hours. And that also helped me be accountable to myself. And I also have deadlines, and that's the truth. If you are one of those people that don't need deadline, great. Not everybody's like that. Me, especially, if you don't give me a deadline, you may never get nothing from me, because in my mind, I keep thinking I have time. Another thing is a lot of time for personal projects. Like, you got to have anything you do, you have to balance it out. Whether you're in business for yourself or working for someone, you have to have stuff where you do just for you. If you don't do that, everything become a task. Everything become business, or it's just not, life is just not fun. So go ahead and listen to the audio explaining each of those things, and don't forget to share your experience that you're having here listening to the podcast with some of your coworkers, your friend, because it is good to have people listening in your tribe that all have the same mindset. Also, too, on November 11th, you know, after listening to it, I'm coming back to announce the surprise that I have for you all.
How to be more efficient. You hear all the time that you or your company needs to be more efficient. But do you know how to accomplish that? Efficiency seems like a word that is thrown out as the end-all be-all answer to problems within an organization. Without a proper plan, the likely result will be confusion and chaos. The following tips can help you when you are given the initiative to be more efficient. Time management. If you and your team are not managing your time efficiently, you are going to find it hard to move the company forward. The team will constantly be missing deadlines and playing catch-up. This makes the group look bad and causes undue stress on the team. The likely result will be high turnover at times when the team members are needed the most. Learning. Always be on the lookout for how to improve your job or your team's jobs. This often requires learning new skills. The more you learn, the easier it will be to find alternative methods that work better. Organization. If your office environment is cluttered and there is no sense of organization, it can impact the productivity of the entire group. There are professionals who can assess your current situation and make recommendations on how to improve the environment. This can include such aspects as desk clutter, filing, and even ergonomic issues, and proper placement of fixtures or furniture. Automation. When you find ways to automate, this frees up your staff to work on more important tasks. Mundane tasks that eat away the time of your staff are the best candidates for automation. It is possible to go overboard with automation, which can cause slowdowns when the automation processes fail. Try to determine the best tasks to automate without overdoing it. Delegate. If you are micromanaging the work of your team, you won't have time to handle your own tasks. Your team won't respect the fact that you are doing tasks that they should be doing. You hired them for a reason. Let them get their jobs done. It's okay for them to come to you when they get stuck, but you should guide them rather than simply doing everything for them. Outsource. With corporate cutbacks, delegating may not be easy to accomplish. Companies are expecting their employees to do more with less. But managers still need to get their work done. In such cases, it may be worthwhile to consider outsourcing some of the tasks of your team. The benefits of outsourcing are that it does not increase the company's headcount.
That was so great, the way she explained all the different tips that you need to be more efficient. I just want to make sure that you know that on November 11th, the web class is all set. Click the link below to make sure you register and save your spot to participate. I'm looking forward to seeing you and have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.